Well, good morning, Interbet fans, and welcome. Gravel, Polytrack, Monday, the 22nd of June. 8-race program. The first is off at 12:30, which is a maiden plate, fillies and mares. First leg of the bipot. I thought Anniversary ran on very well first run. Improver. Peach Melba goes for the first time on the poly. That's number 7. Come Together, good last run. And Sierra Foxtrot is my first choice by a long way, number 1. I'm going with this one, and I think it will win. Race 2, Open Maiden, 1,200 meters. Tiger Cody gets a chance to win. He's had 2 very nice runs. Fortune gets aboard him. The bidder, Improvement last time. Levitator has shown form and gets a blinkers. Look for Improvement there. Enjoy the Ride. 2 fair runs on the poly. This might go well here as well. If Tiger Cody flops, there'll be a number of horses who could fill in. Even Ubuntu of Peace, got to ignore his last run, took a terrible drift. Race 3, Class 4, Maiden Fillies and Mares, 1,000 meters. Summer Winter was my top choice. Tamello for Azzy. It's had 2 decent runs, and I think that this will be the right race for it. Look for big improvement there. Catch a Penny looks like the big danger, and it looks like the 2 horses will fight it out. If you won a 3rd, Magical Sky with Devesh, the 4-kilogram claimer, should go well. Race 4, Maiden Plate, 1,600 meters. Green Commander is your favorite, number 7, on his good last run, but he's had 10 starts, and he's only run one place. I mean, he's been an underachiever for a decently bred, expensive horse. Let It Roll. Much improved last time. Look for big improvement again, and I think that this is the big danger. Black Patina, always there or thereabouts, had 22 starts for 13 places. Can't really follow a horse like that. Look for Naval Officer to improve, and that might be the plum to find for the second leg of your pick 6, first leg of the first jackpot. Race 5, Class 4, 1,400 meters. Tagarin Light goes on the poly for the first time, 3rd run after a rest. Look for improvement. Island Forever, 3rd run as well. Looked absolutely ready. Fortune for Vaughan Marshall. Notable might be the find of the race. James Stables had a long rest. Zaki has declared Venica. When you declare Venica, you know you're going to have a proper run for your money. So that goes into everything. Gallic Victor ran on his last start and looks absolutely cherry and is my top choice here. But Tam's Knight has been a real improver since it's been with Robbie Hill, so that could go well too. Race 6, D-Stakes, 1,400 meters. Snow Moon, excuses last time, won well the time before, gets Devesh, claiming the 4, that makes a big difference. Navajo Dancer would go well, but the draw is a concern, but has run on his last 2 and 3rd run after a rest. Lunch Money, got good form. What about the poly? That's number 1. Green Mile, a showed pace and might improve. Joshua Hot Snake, or there or thereabouts. Big price, 25-1. Professor Lupin, drifted and got excuses. That's number 12. You might find Heaven's Will and Even Sail to the Moon would have some sort of chance. So to me, this is a natural race where you go the field. Race 7, Class 5, 1,200 meters, top choice, and way the top choice is number 6, Princess Goldie. 3rd run after arrest, looks absolutely ready. Took a terrible drift last time. Everything in its favor. Princess Goldie, for me, is the one banker on the card. Can't find any backup. The 2-year-old, well, you know what? The 2-year-old's got to get 2 kilos from Princess Goldie. If Princess Goldie's right, she'll win. Race 8, Class 5, fillies and mares, 1,200 meters. Poetic Princess is going for the 3rd win in a row. Got a 4-point penalty. Take Your Place might improve with DeMello. There's a big jockey up on it. Gets draw 1 as well, the plum gate, so that gives it a very big chance. Quintasia might be a play, and Aralina for the back end. It just looks like one of those days. Impossible. Have a great day. From me, James Goodman, signing off for Interbet.